And welcome to Time Travel. Boy, we have an exciting show for you today. This is Dan Hollis. I'm here with my sidekick and friend, Jeff O'Boyle. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Danny. Is it true that the name of today's guest is in that hermetically sealed mayonnaise jar?
Well, we don't want to give it away, but I just want to say that I am absolutely thrilled to introduce to you a man who has pretty much done it all and seen it all. A man who has been working in television for well over 50 years. He's adored and respected by millions the world over. He worked with Johnny Carson for 30 years on The Tonight Show. He's worked with Jerry Lewis on many an MDM telethon. Just done some wonderful things with that. Really, what more can you say? On the line with us for this edition of Time Travel is the wonderful Ed McMahon. Hi, Ed.
How you doing, Dan? That's a very nice introduction. I appreciate that.
Coming from you, that means a great deal. Thank you.
Ed, this is Jeff. I'd like to welcome you to Time Travel as well.
Hi, Jeff. Good to talk with you, but that was pretty glowing, wasn't it?
Yes. I think it wasn't enough.
Okay.
I'll give it 3¾ stars, but I want him to go up to 4 stars.
Okay.
I'll work on that. Thank you so much for stopping by. We greatly appreciate it, Mr. McMahon.
Ed, please, call me Ed. I mean, if you say Mr. McMahon, I look around looking for my father. No, I'm Ed.
Well, your father's listening. He's tuned in, so.
Yeah.
I want to commend you first off for your distinguished military career. Like one of my heroes, being a Red Sox fan, Ted Williams, you served us proudly during World War II in Korea, and I just want to salute you first off.
Well, that's great. Well, I was very close in number to Ted Williams. We were 13 numbers apart. And, you know, everybody gets a number in the Marine Corps. And so anyway, I always felt that a kind of a kinship with him. And I did spend the last night in Tokyo with Ted Williams. And let me tell you, it was quite a night.
I bet.
Yeah.
He was kind of like John Wayne-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I mean, he was bigger than life for sure. And it was a real thrill for me to be with him. You know, we've both been called back for the Korean War,
mm-hmm.
and I knew when he was called back that I'd be called back since our number was so close, and our paths didn't cross at all in Korea, but in Japan, my last night in the Far East when I was leaving the next morning, I spent that night with Ted Williams, and it was quite a night, believe me.
Wow. Well, I just want everybody out there that's not aware of it just to know all that you did for serving this country. And again, I salute you for that.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, Ed.
Thank you. I got out of school. After World War II, I went to Catholic University of America in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated in the spring of 49. And television was just kind of perking up. You know, it was just getting, you know, a lot of activity. I got my first job in Philadelphia, Channel 10, which was then the CBS affiliate, WCAU, and I began my television career on September 12th, 1949.
Wow.
Hosting a 3-hour daily live variety show. And I was the producer, the writer, I was the makeup man, whatever you wanted to do.
Jack of all trades.
I was it. And in those days, there was no television on in the daytime. You know, the first television show started 5:30 in the afternoon with Howdy Doody.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Howdy Doody?
Oh, of course. Oh, sure.
It's
Buffalo
Howdy
Bob.
Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time.
Say it.
Time to sing and play and have a wonderful day. It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time. Okay.
Beautiful.
Anyway, I've got his picture on the front of my book.
Now, I mean, we're talking about 30 years on The Tonight Show, but what can you give me your fondest memory in that 30 years?
Wow.
Something, I mean, you could probably give me 10 of them, but can you think of one?
Trying to think of one.
Maybe that tugged your heart, made you cry, something that...
Well, I'll tell you what I did one night,
mm-hmm.
and this made him stop in his tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out that based on my age, and I wish I remember what year this was, but based on my age at the time,
mm-hmm.
I had just spent half of my life with him. So I told him that.
Wow.
No, I would spring things on him. You know, I just, out of the blue, I'd come up with something. So I said, you know something? I was thinking of this afternoon. I've just spent half of my life with you. He said, what? I said, I've just spent half of my entire life with you.
Right.
And one of those Carson beautiful takes, you know, that you're looking at me like...
He does his best Jack Benny impression.
Oh, yeah. What idiot are you talking about now? And... So he gives me that look, and I said, I just figured it out. He said, wow. And I said, that's what I felt, you know, this afternoon. Wow, I mean, half my life with you, where would I could have done so many other things, you know. And he said, well, you may be doing those soon. You know, that's, you know, how we keep working like that. But
wow.
that was a moment, I think, that it kind of crystallized our relationship pretty, you know, handily.
Okay, we're back. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Dan. How you doing? How's Jeff?
Hey, Ed. Was that a blooper or a practical joke?
I don't know what that was. But we were talking about Mr. Sinatra, and I wanted to tell you one thing. I have a little radio room off my office. I took a closet. My wife put a window in it, mm-hmm. so at least I can see the outside world. I don't feel like I'm in a closet. We made a radio room out of it.
Right.
And I have pictures of Frank Sinatra all over that wall in there just to remind me to be excellent when I work.
Wonderful.
And that's how I felt about him. W.C. Fields, I always have a picture of him in there. W.C. Fields, well, let's see. It was a woman that drove me to drink, and I never had the decency to write and thank her.
Well, we used a time machine to get W.C. Fields back.
Oh, man, they just don't make them like him anymore.
No, I know. It's just unbelievable. You know, he was an incredible juggler,
mm-hmm.
and it showed up in all of his gestures, everything. Like a Kleenex would drop beside him, and, you know, he would jump in place with his hands twisting in the wind, you know. But, you know, he had another one I liked. It says, a woman gave me some wonderful advice. As you go along life's highway, always carry with you a small flagon of medicinal whiskey in the case of snake bite. She also told me to always carry a small snake.
Why?
Legendary movie producer Daryl Zanuck declared, people will soon get tired of staring at a plywood box every night. How wrong was he? How about this one? CBS agreed to put I Love Lucy on film only if Desi and Lucy paid part of the production fee. In return, CBS gave them ownership of the shows, including the right to rerun them forever.
I think that was a good investment.
That wasn't a bad deal.
No.
But she couldn't afford Hannah rinse for a while.
All right, now we're talking about way back in the beginning times of television. Listen to this. 50,000 fans showed up in a New Orleans department store to meet Hopalong Cassidy. 50,000. And imagine how many little holster sets they sold on that day.
How many buckaroos showed up.
Great Bill Boyd.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
wow.
it's got everything in there from the very beginning right up to, you know, the first couple of decades. But there's one more I think will make you stand on the edge of your seats. Listen to this. Movie studios would not let motion picture stars appear on television for fear that if people saw the stars on TV, they wouldn't go to the movie.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Now, look at the difference now. Anybody with half of a movie can't wait to get on one of the talk shows to plug it. So,
well, Ed, we've got about 20 seconds left. From the bottom of my heart, Jeff and I, it was such a thrill to be able to spend this beautiful hour with you. Thank you so much.
We love you, Ed McMahon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys. You really did a nice job. Thank you.